From WSIU News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It is Monday, July 6th. Weather-wise today, we'll see kind of a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of some widely scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms and a high near 86. Embattled Democratic State Representative Harry Benton resigned from the Illinois House on Friday in the wake of a legislative inspector general investigation that has still not been made public. Capital News Illinois reports House Speaker Emanuel Chris Welch received the report earlier last week, and it revealed clear pattern of conduct by Benton that were outrageous, unethical, and unbecoming of a member of the Illinois House of Representatives. Welch on Wednesday called on Benton to resign or face expulsion by his colleagues. In a letter to Welch and the House colleagues, the Plainfield Democrat resigned on Friday evening, and he also intends to withdraw his name as the Democratic nominee of the 97th House District in the upcoming election. The Democratic Party chairs of Will and Kendall counties have 30 days to appoint someone to fill the remainder of Benton's term and until August 20th to nominate someone to take his spot on the November ballot. A former Sangamon County Sheriff's deputy convicted of second-degree murder is seeking a medical release from his 20-year prison sentence. 32-year-old Sean Grayson was convicted in July of 2024 for the shooting death of Sonia Massey. Less than 6 months into his 20-year prison sentence, the former sheriff's deputy is asking the state to release him from prison on medical grounds. Capital News Illinois reports Grayson filed for release under the Joe Coleman Act last month. Under the act, a person in custody who is terminally ill or is medically incapacitated could be considered eligible. Doctors diagnosed Grayson with stage 3 colon cancer in 2023. His attorney, Mark Wyckoff, told the judge at a sentencing hearing in January that the cancer had progressed to stage 4 and spread to his liver and lungs. Ben Crump, a nationally renowned civil rights attorney who represented Massey's family in a successful civil claim, urged the Illinois Prison Review Board to deny the petition. Grayson's hearing before the Prison Review Board is scheduled for July 31st. New regulations aimed at reducing cyberbullying using AI-generated digital replicas are now in force in Illinois. As of July 1st, the addition to the state's cyberbullying law also requires the Illinois State Board of Education to develop statewide guidance on AI in schools. The guidance is expected to address AI-generated false representations of individuals to help districts update their policies ahead of the 26-27 school year. ISB spokesperson Lindsay Record says that while the agency is still developing guidance, local school districts' policies, procedures, and responses to specific incidents are determined at the district and school level. Even though schools already have policies addressing bullying, the new law provides important clarification by naming unauthorized AI-generated digital replicas as a newer form of harm. Deborah Jacobson is a general counsel for the Illinois Association of School Boards. She says anything related to AI, kids are often way ahead on technology, and that's what they're doing with it. She says she doesn't think that's anything necessarily new, but the trend has just been accelerating. And Illinois health officials say childhood vaccination rates among remain strong and continue to outpace the national average. The Illinois Department of Public Health reports all required school vaccines are at or above the 95% threshold. Well, weather-wise today, we're entering into a pretty typical summer weather pattern. We're going to see a mix of sun and clouds, some clearing as the day goes on, then also the chance for some widely scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms during the heat of the day. With a high near 86, that will give way to partly cloudy skies tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms through late evening and a low around 70. Then tomorrow, basically, rinse and repeat. Mostly sunny, continued chance of some scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms, and high of 86. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU News.